Hi everyone. So we're back with a new episode. It's been a little while, I think, since our last episode, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was just before the launch.
Oh, wow.
It was for, with one of two of our students, with Mandy and
Jasmine.
Mandy and Jasmine.
Jasmine, Princess Jasmine.
I was like, who was the next one? Yeah, Jasmine.
Yeah.
That was fun. So if you haven't listened to this too, I highly recommend it because it was really interesting to get their view on how to build a business from scratch, their learnings as well. So
yeah, definitely.
But anyway, today we're back for new episodes.
Yes, took a little break. We had to recharge after our lounge as always, but here we are. And actually, speaking of our lounge, we were sending a lot of emails during our lounge. We were relaunching IBA, the 2.0 version in January, which was really successful. But obviously, a lot of email marketing came with that. And yeah, Ginny, maybe let's do the intro and we'll jump straight in after. Welcome to the L Synergy podcast.
The perfect place to learn everything about building and scaling your business online.
I'm Laura Haylitz.
And I'm Ginny Fierce. We went from being on furlough from our corporate jobs to building a multiple six-figure business in our first year of business. All that with the power of Instagram and no-fluff business strategies.
But hey, you can do this too. On this podcast, we share the behind the scenes of growing an online empire, reaching new heights, and how you can juggle it all.
Email marketing is extremely powerful, especially during a launch.
This guy sent us that email midway through our launch, and we still made 60 sales after that.
I know what I'm doing is valuable. I know that for my courses, I have people quitting their job. I have people growing their Instagram account. I have people finding purpose.
Yeah, so basically today we wanted to talk about our email marketing because during a launch, we sent out a lot of emails, and there were a few emails that made us laugh a little, and we wanted to discuss one of them and then talk a bit about email marketing. Ginny, do you want to share what nice emails that we got during our launch?
Yeah, and by the way, you say laugh, but I mean, now we're so used to it, right? We've been in the game for 2 years, so trolls, people who just want to complain and so on, we're used to it. And actually, we have a podcast on trolls. So in case you want to listen to this as well, make sure to check it out. But yeah, now it makes us laugh. Before, it could have made us a little bit sad, a bit angry, a bit, confused. But now it makes us laugh. So let me share with you one email we received probably halfway through our launch. So someone is saying, damn, you guys spam so much. Stop it. You'll end up becoming like all the marketing sellers, just becoming so annoying. If a customer wants your classes, they will go get it.
There's a lot to unpack here.
There is. So that was, again, like I said, halfway through the launch, and I replied to that person. I don't remember exactly where I replied to that person. Most of the time I ignore, but this time I really wanted to reply because clearly that person don't get email marketing. So I replied something saying, we still have people buying our courses for emails only, and email marketing is extremely powerful, especially during a launch. And a lot of people are not aware of what we sell. A lot of people need convincing. A lot of people need to understand what's included or understand why they would need that course compared to another course or compared to not getting a course. And this process takes time. That's why our launches last, 3 weeks. Well, yeah, 5 weeks in total, because there's pre-warming and stuff like that. But really, pure selling is about 3 weeks, and there's a reason for it. If we could do all the selling in 1 week, we would do. The purpose is not to annoy people, but there's a process behind sales psychology, and that's what we're using. So, email marketing is very important, and I know, Laura, you wanted to share a lot about this. So
yeah, I think in general, it's also really understanding that email and subscribes, it's the reality that you'll have, and when you send out a lot of emails, you will get sometimes bit of hate from people that feel like, hey, I signed up for your free shit. Why the fuck are you sending me emails now? But that's just the reality of it. When you give out free stuff, it's to have someone's email. And usually the purpose there is to kind of push them down a sales funnel where you indeed take them on a whole journey of like educating them, where they're at, what their goals are, their problems, and really making sure that like later down the line, maybe they join one of your programs. Because at the end of the day, keep in mind, they're following you for a reason, right? They're signing up for that free stuff for a reason. Because because they have a problem and you have the solution to that problem. So, you know, I think I also just really want to talk about, you know, if you have an email list and you're getting so many unsubscribes, or you ever get someone responding to you the way that, you know, we get a lot of response. Well, a lot is maybe, you know, that's not true, but sometimes get a response. Know that it's completely normal. That's just part of running a business. It's the same when, you know, you're a big multinational company and you put advertisements out there, there's going to be opinions about it. That's just part of the game. And the reality is that, you know, this guy sent us that email midway through our launch and we still made 60 sales after that. So it's just important to also look at, okay, who cares? You know, what are the metrics that you should be focusing on? It's the amount of sales that you're making. It's the people that you're reaching, and unfollows and subscribes. All of that is just going to be part of it. So yeah, I think that's the main thing that also I wanted to highlight, is that if you're getting a lot of unsubscribes, know that it's just part of the game. And after a while you start laughing with it like we do, but it's not always that easy in the beginning.
I think, you know, there's a difference, right? Like, you have Instagram that's, you know, we share tons and tons of free content on Instagram. And I think sometimes people have this thing where like, yeah, but it's obvious everyone share free stuff on Instagram, you know, and almost like they do this free content, you know, you have to share that with them. No, first of all, you choose to share that much. Some people share only a quarter of what we actually share for free on Instagram. I still think there's a tons, yeah, of value that we share every day, well, on Instagram, here on this podcast, on YouTube. You know, it's a lot of free content. And, you know, if people want to consume that free content and that free content only, I'm more than happy. And if people can build businesses with my free content, cool, good for you. I'm happy for you generally. But also, I do share that free content for a reason as well, is to be able to sell something that I know people can benefit from. And yeah, like, if people subscribe to my email list because they watch a masterclass or got a free ebook or something like that, well, you know, I'm going to sell you shit because, you know, not everything's for free. So I'm going to share with you free stuff, because on top of it, on top of Instagram, YouTube, podcasts, we also share a weekly, you know, newsletter that are completely free and full of value, packed with value. And every now and again, I'm going to sell you stuff. But that's the same actually on Instagram, you know, and if you want to unfollow me, because, you know, I share, you know, I sell every now and again on Instagram or on my email list, well, unfollow me, unsubscribe, you know, in a way, I don't care. It's your loss, because you're losing the free value. So, you know, you don't have to write read every single email that I'm sending. You know, if you're bored and you don't want to buy my course and it's not the right time for you, just don't read my emails and delete them. And then you know that it's in the launch period and then things will get back to normal. So yeah, it's very important to keep that in mind, that if people subscribe to your things, don't feel obliged to just give free stuff. You know, you should be able to sell. This is your platform. You do whatever you want to do.
That's so important. And at the end of the day, the unsubscribe button is not that hard to find. It still blows my mind that some people take the time to reply to an email when the unsubscribe button is just like a little thing at the end of the email.
It's like, you think I'm going to change my whole strategy?
Oh my God.
Like, sure, I'm going to stop selling and not make 60 sales behind it, you know, just because one person found it annoying. And, you know, it's always the case, right? Yeah. You have one person, if one person think it, there's probably 50 others that think we're annoying. But I personally don't care, because I know what I'm doing is valuable. I know that through my courses, I have people quitting their job. I have people growing their Instagram account. I have people finding purpose. And that's worth, you know, everything, you know. And if I have to have a few haters along the way, then totally. So be it.
And I think at the end of the day, if you look at the most successful people in whatever niche, you'll see that actually they are heavily relying on email marketing. Because the reality is that, you know, as much as we love social media, as much as we love Instagram, it's still a rented platform at the end of the day. So, you know, Jeannie and myself, we have quite a lot of followers, but if we're having a bit of a struggle with Instagram because, I don't know, Instagram decided that, you know, it's not our time right now, our engagement is dropping a bit and we're reaching less people, you know, then we don't have anything else. Or if tomorrow our account gets hacked or deleted or something like that, we lose our entire business. So that's not supposed to be the case. So that is why, again, email marketing is going to be an important one. So whenever you start a business, keep in mind every social media platform that you have is amazing, but it's rented. So you do have to build something that you own. And that's why we really rely also heavily on email marketing. We will always push people to, whether it's a freebie, whether it's a masterclass, whether it's a newsletter, for people to sign up. So we have your details, and we know that if tomorrow our Instagram would disappear, we can still send you a little message and be like, hey, how's it going? This is what we're up to, and send you free value. And I think that's so important to keep in mind as well. And all these successful people, by the way, they send emails most of the time every day. In a lounge, maybe sometimes even twice or three times a day. And if they've been doing this for years and years on end, it's because it converts. And I know it's spammy for a lot of people, but a lot of people need that repetition as well, that are on the fence of joining, and they do have questions, and they can't just, you know, pick up their phone and call you. They're literally waiting for an email that will sort of answer all their questions, and that will indeed answer their objections or any sort of extra things that they want to know about the program or the course that they're looking at for a little while already.
Like what you're hearing so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to our podcast. We really appreciate your support. Now back to the show.
I think that's really important that you keep that in mind as well. When you're selling, you can't expect to sell by just sending one email saying, hey, my course is out. Hey, I'm selling. I have opened a group coaching program, or I have a new spot open for my done for you kind of service business, and hoping that people are just going to run and grab that spot. I mean, if you're in this place, that's amazing. And you can be for, you know, good content and so on. We literally sold out our group coaching program just with stories only, without any emails, without anything, in 3 and 5 days. So it's completely doable. But also, you know that, you know, when you want to, you have an online course, for example, like we have, and there's a lot of spots open, unlimited spots open. You know, if we want to sell more, it's not with just one email that people are just going to rush. And if we just had to send one email, we would make not even a quarter of what we sell. Yeah, probably we make a quarter of our total launch revenue in one day, which is good. No. Based on everything. So, you know, in between, you still have to do like people who are not convinced just yet or are on the fence. They need to see, they need to listen to some things, they need to hear some things. And that's all part of the sales process, the sales psychology behind it, and so on. So, there's really steps that you need to take in order to sell to someone. And that's actually, you know, very important to know, you know, what stage are your ideal clients, what stage they're at, you know, in their head, like, are they ready to buy? Are they still skeptical? And is it skeptical? What are they skeptical on? You know, you really need to know that about your ideal clients, because it's going to help you to know what content to create, what emails to send.
And listening to you, Ginny, I'm literally like thinking back of how much we've learned, because when I set up my first email sequence from my freebie, I think I delivered a freebie. I send an email saying, welcome to my email list. I'm Laura Haley, blah, 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 introduction. And then I would be like, do you want to work with me one-on-one and buy my program? Like, I had zero education around why they needed me, talking to their goals or problems, anything like that. And it's like, oh my God, we've come a long way.
I remember. And you even had like a process, right? Like, first of all, I'm just putting it out there. You don't have to have an email list to start a business. I quit my job. I still didn't have an email list. Okay. Like, you can make it work without an email list. An email list is going to help you. And like Laura said, it's good to have, but I knew that. So I had a freebie and people would subscribe, and I had an email list if you want, but I was not doing anything. I just had a list of emails.
Every week we're like, we're not sending emails, and we felt so overwhelmed because like we couldn't keep up with Instagram. So we're like, oh fuck, we still didn't get send an email again this week. Like, what are we gonna do? What should we say to them? Like, what do we even send them? Like, it was horrible.
Yeah, so you don't have to have that when you first start, but know that, you know, you're gonna learn so much along the way as well, which is normal. But yeah, it's funny to remember that. I remember, Laura, you even had a freebie and, you know, a series of emails after. I didn't even have that. I just sent a freebie and I was like, yeah,
I have email addresses. I did it. I have all these emails.
I've got email. So I had like quite a few because I found a few techniques to grow my email list, but yeah, I didn't really do anything with it. So, you know, don't just go and open an email list and just for the sake of opening an email list, you know, you want to have a strategy and you want to think about it, but know that it's good to have at some point along your entrepreneurial journey.
And if you're wondering what we send to our email list, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? You're still talking to people. You can send them just updates. You know, Ginny and I often, we actually send right now on L Synergy a lot of emails that are just kind of like our thoughts and feelings of the last few weeks, and that we put that into a value email. But we also repurpose a lot of our content. We also look at, hey, what is really good performing content on Instagram that we haven't talked about in a little while? Let's send that to our email list, because I do feel like they need a reminder, because I don't know, everyone's complaining about low engagement. Okay, let's talk about that, you know. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel for the value. Don't just treat it like a newsletter, treat it as also something that is valuable. But the main aim is that you do provide value as well, instead of just selling, because we're not talking about that we use our email list for selling during a launch, but we've built that email list for months, even over a year now, with value. And then we sell for, you know, like Jeannie said, 4 or 5 weeks, and that's it. And then we give value again for some months, and then we sell again, depending on a launch. So keep that in mind as well, because I see a lot of people when they start out, they have emails and then they immediately sell without any context or, you know, value or anything.
Yeah, I get that as well. Sometimes, you know, you subscribe to an email list and then you just receive like people selling stuff, and I'm like, hey, hang on a minute, I don't even know.
I at least introduced myself on my freebie, you know, so at least I introduced.
yeah, you used to introduce that. Hey, I'm Jeannie, I'm Laura. Like, it was funny. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's several ways to go about it. It depends where your email list is coming from, if people already know you, or if they don't. So, but overall, you do want to provide value. I mean, we do sell pretty much every week, but it's very soft, very subtle. And it depends if you do like more like a launch thing or an evergreen, like what kind of thing you are. If you have, you know, for example, spots open every 3 months, then obviously you want to have a more of a system that every 3 months you can start almost like a mini launch and so on. Or if you more have spots open all year round, then you can sell a little bit more every day and so on. Actually, that could be a podcast idea.
Yeah, I was just thinking launches. Because you said evergreen and launch, I was like, I'm sure there's going to be people listening that don't know what that all means. And so
just so you know, evergreen means that you have a product, or I mean digital product, right? We always focus on digital products more than anything else, or a service that you sell constantly, meaning that, you know, there's no closed doors, open doors or whatever. So that doesn't usually work for group coaching program. For example, group coaching program, you would have open doors, closed doors, because obviously you're opening the group coaching program, you have a limited amount of spots, and then you close it. So you have to do like a mini launch for this group coaching program, and then you close it. So that's what launches is. And that's what we've been relying almost too much on the past couple of years, is launching. So we would launch our online course, IBA, and then close the door, and then launch it again and close the door.
It's very time consuming and very exhausting. And by the way, if you're interested in that, we will talk about our learnings in the next episode. So I would say stay tuned for the next episode as well, because we'll talk a bit more about that as well.
But I mean, we can probably leave it here. I just thought it was a bit of a...
It's like
a brain dump.
Welcome to our brain. This is how it works. It's all like we're at the fair. It's fun and games. We jump from one thing to another. This is life.
It's literally that. It's like, it's sometimes it's a bit of a mess, but hopefully you can pick up some things along the way. So sometimes you just have to do a brain dump, and then that's what I always work. Like that's how I always work. Like I do a brain dump and then I organize my thoughts, because I think, you know, pretty much everyone's brain is a bit like that. It's a bit like, ooh, I have all these ideas. What do I do with them? So, you know, just tips, like have the brain dump, put your thoughts out there and then organize them. So if you want to start your email list, think about, you know, what you would want to talk about, think about the kind of freebie you want to have and so on, and then start organizing.
And don't take it personal when you get unsubscribes or even maybe a mean reply or anything like that. And I think this podcast is a prime example of how unedited it is and how much behind the scenes we show. But yeah, it was really nice for you guys to be here. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, don't hesitate to leave us a little review, and we'll happily see you in the next episode, where we'll talk about more learnings of the past year.
And by the way, if you want to, you know, subscribe to our newsletter, We'll put it in the show notes. We share our weekly, you know, updates on the business, our learnings, and so on. So if you want to subscribe to it, we'll put it in the show notes. And yeah, we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to this episode.
If you're enjoying our podcast, please leave us a rating or simply tell a friend about the Health Synergy podcast. That would help us out massively.
We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.